good to have our proposed newest missionary with us here this evening and this week. So thank you for your commitment to the church and for spreading the gospel to our youth. We appreciate all that you do for us as well. There have been a number of surveys conducted over the decades asking Catholics regarding their belief in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. You've probably seen headlines about this. For example, only 31% of Catholics believe in the real presence. But as with all surveys, the devil's in the details. The best survey was done about 3 years ago by Cara and asked the same question in multiple different ways to get at what's really intended. And that survey found that Catholics who attend Mass every Sunday, over 95% have the same belief as the Church in the real presence. Of Catholics who attend once a month, that number drops to just under 80, and it continues to decline as one comes to Mass less frequently. I find that very heartening regarding all of you. But our challenge is to keep investing in embodying the rest out there back into you. It's not surprising that frequent reception of the Word of God and the Sacrament of Christ has a huge impact on our faith. Bread and Wine, the Reverend Melchizedek, the priest of God Most High, brings to offer as a specifically priestly sacrifice in our first reading. Genesis in the time of Abraham. Now note also that this is also where we get the 10% tithe as the goal for our stewardship. Abraham tithed the 10% of all that he had to the priest of Abraham. And just real quick, we have a finance council meeting and a pastoral council meeting this coming week to talk about lots of business, including risk cards. Major things that we have to pay for coming up. Some HVAC for the church, potentially some, what do you call them, acoustic tiles for the activities building, and some landscaping out here as well. So, brace yourselves. Some 450 years later, after Melchizedek and Abram, when God Most High brought the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt, he gave them instructions on how to worship him. And he, part of those instructions included that they would take the offer of bread to pour out wine. The Israelites were instructed to bake 12 unleavened loaves, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel, and to place those loaves of bread on golden tables inside the temple. And they were to replace the loaves with fresh ones every week. In the course of the week, those loaves, sitting in the presence of the Lord, became holy. They were actually called the bread of the presence. The bread of the presence came from the temple, from being in the temple. And only the priests were allowed to eat them. In the gospel, Jesus is the new temple. And the true bread of the presence comes from his body, inside from him. The true cup of the presence comes from his blood. I want you to notice that in today's gospel, and in every gospel account of Jesus multiplying the loaves and the fishes, and in every account of the Last Supper, Jesus does four actions. He takes the bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it. In every Eucharist, Jesus takes, blesses, breaks, and gives. In this Eucharist, when you carry up the bread and wine at the offertory, the priest takes them, places them on the altar, for during the Eucharistic prayer, he blesses them. during the Lamb of God breaks them. And during communion gives them. We fail in our identity and our fidelity to Christ in many ways. But in the Eucharist, we remain faithful to doing what He did. Take, bless, break, and give. And we're called to let Him do that with our lives as well. Let Him take mastery of you, to follow Him wherever He leads. Let Him bless you in order to transform you, to speak, and to love, and to listen, and to live more as Christ in the world. Let Him break through your hardness of heart, so that you may be molded in His image, the image of the broken and crucified Lord. Men broken of our own strength, of our own sin, let Him give us, share us with the world, who will see not us, but Christ shining in and through us. Christ desires to transform the bread and the wine in the Eucharist, first and foremost, to transform you and me. What part of ourselves are we refusing to let Him take? Holding on to something here. What part of ourselves are we refusing to let Him bless and thereby transform? We're refusing to let Him break. Part of our pride, our vanity, our self-reliance needs to be broken. And what part of ourselves are we refusing to let Him share with others? I also want to ask the question, why in the gospel, in the multiplication accounts, is there always fish, but not in the Last Supper accounts? Have you noticed that before? I would suggest that one reason is because of the fish in the Gospels, at least in the New Testament, symbolizes. The Greek word for fish is ichthus, and each letter of that Greek word stands for a word: Jesus, Christ, God, Son, and Savior. Jesus Christ, God, Son, and Savior. In the multiplication accounts, fish communicates to us that with this blessed bread, there's the real presence of Christ, the divine Son and Savior. In the Last Supper account, Jesus says, "This is my body. This is the chalice of my blood," making explicit His real presence in the bread and the cup. We are called to let His real presence in this Eucharist continue to transform us so that we go forth to speak His words and to do His deeds to those that we need in the world. We can't, must not, let this extraordinary Eucharist be only for here in the church building. We must share and be shared. Here's the homework for the week. This week, pray to let yourself be taken, blessed, broken, and given by Jesus.